last audition episode of Rockstar. Featuring...
You sound like Cartman.
Featuring Dylan Collins, who will be guest judging tonight, seeing as he won Lone Star. And he can't guest judge any other night because he's, like, in this competition, so...
I won Lone Star and all I got was this lousy prize.
I guess you got a badge or something.
Yeah, that's the true. Badges.
I did get a badge.
The badges are awesome. So yeah, tonight is the last night of auditions. We're kind of late, but that's okay. I'm pretending like it's okay. Well, we'll just...
It is okay. Because it's our show, it can be late whenever.
Yeah,
you guys know I'm gonna. You know I'm gonna win Rockstar too, right?
I know these people better watch their backs.
There's no reason to even have the competition. You should just declare me the winner right now.
Dun dun dun. So, but then it's no fun.
No fun.
We want to put people through pain, and then declare you the winner.
Mm-hmm. It's very
okay.
Very intense.
You guys should enter as well as judge, so I can beat you both too.
You wish.
There's no singing competition that you and I can both be in, Rochelle, where I can beat your ass. Same
I know.
With you, Val.
There's yet to be
there
one.
There was Disney.
I had to drop out for my technicality. That didn't count.
I had to drop out too. So wait, are we? Oh, what?
You didn't have to drop out. You dropped out because you wanted to.
What? No, I forgot to submit because it was due on a Friday, which is like my party.
I think. If you forgot to submit, that is another way of saying you didn't really care enough about the show to submit.
No, that makes me seem like
you've never forgotten to submit for Sing It.
Yeah, because it's due on, like, Sunday. Do you notice how I never submit for the, like, immunities? Because I always...
But that's due on Saturday.
It's a shame you didn't submit for the immunities, because maybe you'd still be on the show.
Oh, shut up. Ooh. It's a sore subject. Okay, let's start listening to people. Songbird is first. Up first is Songbird.
Your cruel device, your blood like ice. One look could kill my pain, your thrill. I want to love you, but I better not touch. I want to hold you, but my senses tell me to stop. I want to kiss you, but I want it too much. I want to taste you, but your lips are venomous poison. Your poison running through my veins, your poison. I don't want to break these chains. Your mouth so hot, your web I'm caught, your skin so wet, black lace on sweat. I hear you calling and it's needles and pins. I want to hurt you just to hear you screaming my name. Don't want to touch you, but you're under my skin. I want to kiss you, but your lips are venomous poison. Your poison running through my veins, your poison. I don't want to break these chains.
Songbird.
Resubmission.
I like it when people resubmit. Makes
me
happy.
I orgasmed. If by orgasm you mean stab my eardrums with a pencil.
Oh my god.
Same thing.
Wow.
No, because the song is about inflicting pain for pleasure. That's what I mean. I don't mean that it was bad.
Oh.
I was making an analogy.
Oh.
Duh. It is. I don't know.
I see.
The lyrics confused me.
Yeah, the lyrics were... The way that you sang this was, like, oddly sexual the whole time. I was like...
The song is sexual. Oh. This is an awesome... Have you guys never heard this song?
I haven't heard this song.
It's Alice Cooper. Valkyrie has.
Ooh, Val.
I have. I don't know.
I've done it before at karaoke. It wasn't that forgettable.
I don't remember.
Oh. It might be forgettable.
We'll say I heard it, though.
I think your emotion was pretty decent on this. And it was definitely more interesting than your last submission. Yeah.
If by interesting she means it made me want to stab my eardrums out with a pencil.
No. It was just like, it was better.
Was this supposed to be a head voice song? Because it sounded like another one. Yes, where she was singing it in her head. Okay.
Did I go deaf or is she cutting out?
No, you cut out for a second.
Okay. You cut out, Valk.
You said something like, you started to say, is it just me or is this? And then you cut out and then you said head voice.
I said, was it supposed to be a head voice song?
Yeah.
Well, Alice Cooper sings kind of like, you guys have heard Alice Cooper before?
Yeah.
The way he sings? Yeah, you know how he sings.
School's out. Oh,
you're cruel. Device. You sang it too classical, Songbird.
Yeah.
If you're going to sing rock, you have to be all, like, drunk. You have to sound slurry.
Yeah, you didn't have a lot of, like, oh my god, it sounds so gross because of, like, my pasta. You, like, didn't have enough, like, rock oomph. I wanted more. I wanted more, like, excitement and, like, emotion. Like, you had an interesting style of emotion, but it didn't scream like...
It was, like, the wrong type of emotion for the song. It sounded kind of emo, but not quite. Not emo enough.
I wanted less ear poison.
I didn't want the poison on the lips.
Dun, dun, dun. And, like, every time you said poison, your vibrato went all vibrato-y, and the other... it was, like, eh.
The other thing is the timing was a little bit weird. It was very precise, and the song isn't like that. You were kind of, you sped it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Which, maybe that's a personal choice. I don't know. How do you know, Rochelle? You don't know the song.
What?
Don't agree with me and act like you know what I'm talking about.
Did I do that? I'm sorry.
What a, ugh.
Somebody typed something to me. I was, like, looking at that, so I just...
You can't allow the fact that somebody typed something to you to neglect your job as a judge. That's why your show will never be Sing It.
Shut up.
Never.
My show will be stuff.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The only reason people listen to your show is because I sing on it. If you eliminated me, nobody would listen.
It's because we're sexy. And
you lost half
here.
Your viewers when you kicked me off of Sing It, so, you know.
Yeah, and the other
actually,
half
the downloads increased. The downloads from last week to this week were like double.
Oh.
So you tell me. So. You tell me. You tell me. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you tell me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We're off track. We have to, we're off topic.
Done with Songbird.
We're done.
Done.
Up next is Tiffy.
You're angry, I know this. The world couldn't care less. You're lonely, I feel this. And you wish you were the best. No teachers or guidance. And you always walk alone. You're crying at night when nobody else is home. Come over here and let me hold your hand and hug you, darling. I promise you that it won't always feel this bad. There are so many things I want to say to you. You're the girl I used to be, you little heartbroken 13-year-old me.
Oh, Tiffy.
Oh, Tiffy.
Oh, Tiffy.
This was hot.
Oh, dear God.
It was sexy.
It was really good. I liked your voice a lot. It was really pretty. I'm going to talk like a kindergartner.
I liked your voice a lot. It was really,
I like
really
turtles.
Pretty.
I like pink.
I like turtles.
Toidles. No, this
I like turtles.
Dylan, you're being a distraction. This was...
I'm sorry I'm not as legit as you two are.
That's right. We're the legitest people ever.
Yes, that's so much more legit. Hacking cough.
Yeah.
Like she's going to pass out at any moment.
I'm sorry.
It's a staple of the Whatever Star series, Rochelle coughing and everything.
It's true, I do.
Dylan, you're being a distraction. I like Tweedles.
I have smoker's cough.
No, I don't. Tiffy, I like you a lot. You have a hot R&B voice.
Yeah.
Your vibrato is kind of all over the place. But other than that, it was really nice.
Yeah, your song was like super, super duper awesome. Like, I liked it. Like, you were jazzy. And like, I mean, like, I guess this is a rock show, so maybe like, don't be jazzy. But like, I mean, like, as far as your tone went, and like, you're like, it just sounded nice.
How dare you be jazzy on a rock show?
Yeah. Rock!
There's one thing I know, it's rock and Tweedles.
It's not jazzy.
If you know more about rock than you know about country.
Me?
Yeah.
I do know more about rock than I know about country, but I do know a thank good deal God. About country. What are you talking about? Thank God. I did a good job on Lone Star.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe you shouldn't have won. Maybe I will revoke
great
your
job.
Winning. All right.
Yes.
Good job, Tiffy.
Tiffy, you're good. I like you.
Yeah. Are you? Is
be
she
my
on
friend.
The age?
I don't know, but she's. Her and I are going to team up, and we're going to destroy the competition.
So we should like. We should like. Well, she hasn't gotten through yet, Dylan.
She will, because I'm going to say yes.
Oh, okay.
My opinion counts three times as much as yours.
Sure.
Definitely.
I like Tweedles.
All right, we're done.
Done.
Up next is Aria.
I linger in the doorway of alarm clocks screaming, monsters calling my name. Let me stay where the wind will whisper to me, where the raindrops as they're falling tell a story. In my field of paper flowers and candy clouds of lullaby, I lie inside myself for hours and watch my purple sky fly over me.
Aria. I thought this was a good song choice for you.
Yep. My only note was that it sounded really nasal. But yeah, it was a good song choice.
Yeah, I liked it a lot, Dylan.
I'm sorry, I can't take you two seriously.
Why?
You two critiquing Aria's singing is like a retarded 7-year-old painter critiquing Da Vinci.
What?
7-year-olds are like artists and stuff with finger paints.
Hey, Valk and I have talent too. Yeah.
She lingers in the doorway and she's like, please let me on your show. And I'm like, well, you'll have to ask Rochelle and Valk first because they're intimidated by you. But hopefully they'll put you through. And she lingers in the doorway for hours.
I said I liked this song for her. I thought it was a good song choice. I liked that she picked Evanescence because I think it like allowed her to have vocals, like. But I don't know. I thought it was a good song choice. It worked well for her, and she sounded really pretty.
I enjoyed
it.
I'm not gonna give people like advice on how to improve because I don't want them to improve because I want to beat them.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, it's like hard to give improvement advice to like now because like nothing. It's just like
Tiffy's vibrato.
Okay.
And Aria, there's something I would tell Aria to improve upon, but I'm not going to because I want to beat her. But Aria, I'm going to beat you because you're just going to stick to that Evanescence the whole time because you can't sing any other rock songs.
Uh-oh. Yes. Maybe she can do her or something.
It's going to be simple to beat you. I just want you to know that, Aria.
She can do like, no, she can't do
that's
crap.
What you think.
But she
you will be
rock.
The most simple person to beat so far.
Yeah, yeah.
I was worried about Songbird, but now I'm gonna I'm not worried anymore because I know I can beat all of you, all three of you. All
right.
Oh, snap.
Is Zane on this show?
Zane is up next.
I want to beat Zane again. Zane. Okay.
All right, we're done.
By the way, I like this aria a lot.
Yeah, this was really good aria. There's like nothing else to say.
It didn't sound nasal to me. I disagree with that, but what do I know?
Yeah, what do you know? Done.
Yeah.
Stopped it.